Reach for the stars. How often do you see a Labrador leading a woman leading a horse? Not often, but that's just an average day for the unstoppable Sue Ellen Lovett, who grew up on a 21,000-acre property in regional New South Wales. Sue Ellen was born with a degenerative hereditary eye condition called retinitis pigmentosa, which causes gradual vision loss and often leads to total blindness. But Sue Ellen wanted to ride and nothing was going to stop her. Today, she's one of Australia's most successful dressage riders, having competed in the 1996 Paralympic Games in Atlanta, the 1999 World Equestrian Games in Denmark, where she won a bronze medal and was ranked fourth in the world, as well as the 2000 Sydney Olympic Games. With only 2% vision in 1999, Sue Ellen was undaunted by the incredible technical challenges of dressage, and she found a solution.
I counted the strides while I was competing. At other times, if I was in an indoor arena where it was very dark, I had people positioned at different places around the arena holding lights. I was like a little white moth. I rode to the lights while counting the horse's strides.
These days, Sue Ellen has no sight, but still regularly competes in national and international dressage competitions, with people stationed around the arena calling letters. She rides in the direction of their voices and is currently in the top 10% of able-bodied equestrians in Australia. Beginning in 1981 with her first guide dog, a German shepherd called Donna, Sue Ellen credits all six of her guide dogs with giving her an amazing life of independence and allowing her to fulfill her dreams. With previous guide dog Prada and now Armani by her side, Sue Ellen has also completed 9 long-distance rides, raising $3.1 million for Guide Dogs New South Wales ACT and other charities. She also travels Australia, giving motivational talks, advising people to
reach for the stars and never be afraid to have a go. If you fall down and don't succeed, get up and have another go. It's so important for people to know that disability is not a reason not to live.
It's clear how close her guide dog is to her heart. Whether riding at home or competing in the arena, Sue Ellen, her horse Cascador and Prada made a formidable team. While Prada was initially wary of Cascador, they learned to work together in perfect harmony, with Prada ready to be Sue Ellen's eyes on the ground whenever she left the saddle.
My dogs have given me amazing independence and the ability to do what everyone else does. I would hate to think of my life without them. I wouldn't have a life without my beautiful guide dogs.
At the time of going to print, Sue Ellen was already planning her next amazing fundraising feat, a 1,000-kilometre ride through central west New South Wales in late 2018.